You indicated, Mr. Goodlatte's question, that agriculture is, that there's offsets mentioned in the bill, and at least as I read the bill, while the word agriculture is mentioned only 7 times in the bill, it's never mentioned in relationship to any offset corresponding benefit to agriculture. And it seems to me that maybe one of the difficulties we have is that you come to the committee in support of a concept. We're here ultimately to vote on a bill, and a question would be, do you endorse this bill, or you just endorse the concept behind the bill?
Well, I respect the role that you will be playing in crafting and creating this bill. I mean, I think there's a committee process for a reason, and there is an amendment process for a reason. I don't know what the final bill is going to look like, because I want to presuppose what you will or will not do, or what decisions will or will not be made by Congress. Let me just simply say, we are prepared at USDA to advocate agriculture and forestry's role in a cap and trade system and an offset process, and we are prepared to partner with federal agencies, with state agencies and others, to administer this in a way that is fair and beneficial.
Well, I would ask you then, in your capacity as a representative of the president, of the administration, to visit with our leadership, because our frustration here is, while you continue to express the belief that we will work our way through this magic legislative process and there'll be some final product, this hearing we're having today, unless Mr. Peterson has different plans, is our only opportunity not to amend, not really to debate, but simply to ask questions of witnesses. And so there's going to be virtually no input or no change from the members of this committee. And with the Speaker's announcement that the bill's markup has to be completed in all committees by June the 19th and be on the floor the week of June the 22nd, 3rd, and 4th, something like that, the bill that's in front of us is the bill we have. And so while I'm appreciative of your desire to see that agriculture works its way and that the ultimate legislative process reflects the concepts and things that you support, at least I have great concern that the bill before us will never reach the stage that you describe. And the only way, that's our problem, not yours, but if you could help us with President Obama in his encouragement to congressional leadership to take a step back and say, this is such an important issue for the country, for our economy, for the future of agriculture, let Congress take its time to do a better job than what I think is going to be. My time is well expired. Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity.